I have often heard that the only way that Satan can win is by default. The only way he can take advantage of us is through our flesh. When we yield our will over to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Satan is a defeated foe. Jesus defeated him 2,000 years ago at Calvary when he went into the grave and was resurrected. He made an open show of Satan and he triumphed over him. We stand in the victory that Jesus provided for us. And so many are struggling because they don't know the authority in his name, the power that's in the blood of Jesus. They don't know that the word of God is full of precious promises that we can have through faith and believing and speaking and declaring the word of God. It goes back to an identity, They don't see themselves as victorious. They don't see themselves as one with Christ. They don't see themselves as sons of God. They don't see themselves as holy, righteous, complete before Him. Not because of our works, but because of what Jesus did. I love the book of Ephesians because it begins by telling us who we are in Christ Jesus. And there is a lot of identity theft out there in the natural, but there's also the identity theft in the spirit. Satan, according to John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, what does he steal? He steals many times our identity. We don't know who we are in Christ Jesus, so we don't know how to stand our ground and be steadfast. We don't know how to continue, to remain, to be patient. We don't know how to lay hold of what Christ did for us because we don't know who or whose we are. Identity theft. And I love the book of Ephesians because Paul begins by establishing in the hearts of the Ephesians and to us today who we are in Christ Jesus. In fact, did you know that it talks about being in Christ, in Jesus, in the Beloved? It talks about being in Him 216 times in the New Testament. Wow. Well, let's just read for a moment and we'll teach on it over the next few days who we are in Christ Jesus. But I just want to read a few verses in Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Wow. We're going to take this verse by verse and we're going to see who we are and what we have in Jesus over the next few days. I believe we're going to discover the winning life.